I'm so glad you said that, because as you were talking about that, I thought, you know what?
Why do
this
we?
This is a great beer to have in the morning.
Yeah,
this is
waffle, Belgian waffles with syrup and salty, meaty bacon on the side.
Pints and Pairings is brought to you in part by We're Driving and The Beer Cave. Learn more about our sponsors at hopheadshead.com/pintsandpairings.
There's some nice jalapeno flavor. Already?
Yeah, I think so.
Already?
Let's do it. Let's intro. Let me stop trying to fill my face and say that we're here with the Pints and Pairings show.
There it is. Hey, I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hop It's Ed.
Yes, you are. And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry. We're drinking brew tonight at Brew with a View, part of California Beer Festival's Ventura County Beer Week.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. I almost stumbled on it.
There's lots of Venturas and a lot of beers in that.
See, if I say that slow enough, though, then I know you can go in and you can chop each word and squish it back together.
Right. Ventura.
Not to give you more work
week,
or anything.
Week, beer, festival.
Now we're
as I piece it all together.
And we're on our third pairing tonight. This is going to be a really fun one for me because Chef Jason Cullis from Plated Events, he's back as a returning champion from last year's Brew of the View. He was also the chef who did the food at my wedding. He was also the chef who did my 5-year anniversary dinner, much to the surprise of my wife, which is kind of cool, a little picnic style.
Nice.
With the same salad as our wedding day. But also, like, to top it off, like, just a little creme fraiche on top of the beautiful dish, which is not here, that was my analogy, is this boar in the dish.
Yes.
Was from this hunting trip him and his son went on together. So, like, he shot this boar. Not to be, you know, too direct, but that's how a boar ends up on your plate. He and his son went out and hunted this boar, so you're literally eating the spoils of his adventure.
And the short of it is that if you are going to hang out with Jason, you better be entertaining, because if you're a boar, this is what ends up with you right here.
Touché.
No. Okay, so then I totally forgot about the boar, because I was so stoked to try that. I dug in and had a big bite of the mac and cheese, and there's some jalapeno in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And I don't know. I think, did I get the whole piece? Yeah, there's. It's chunked up. It's like sliced and diced in there.
Oh,
but it permeates.
It goes well, though.
But it permeates the whole thing. I didn't take a bite of the meat yet, so I'm looking forward to
so I'll tell you what you're missing.
Getting there.
Just to give our listeners a little bit of what we've got going on. So they're partnering with the lab tonight. Chef Jason Cullis is with the lab. Ooh, bump my little mic here. Roger is over there pouring his Belgian triple. The Belgian triple, I have to be honest, it's a lot lighter than I expected. So color-wise, it threw me off. But flavor-wise, it's up there. It's got a really fun Belgian dankness to it. There's some definite sweetness in the backbone. And I think that sweetness plays so nicely with this jalapeno and the soy braise, the orange soy braise that Chef put on the wild boar. Because there's just a way that the sweetness and the heat meld together in a fun way.
Well, I'm glad that you talked about the sweetness with the jalapeno, because that's what I was thinking, but I was like, boy, that just, I don't know if I've ever had a triple with jalapeno. I always think of trying with a crisp pale ale, maybe a pilsner or something else, where the hop and the carbonation kind of up the bite of it. This plays right into the jalapeno flavor, first of all, and then whatever heat is kind of sitting there.
The triple helps
it take it out altogether.
And we're talking about comfort mac and cheese here, and boar, which, you know, it's just at a wild pig status, really. So who doesn't love pig?
It's a big, wild, hairy pig.
Although it's very comfort driven, this is a really beautiful reflection to me of, like, hot and sweet Asian food. They're, you know, although we're using jalapenos and again, the mac and cheese, it's still that orange soy glaze and braise that happened with the wild boar and the gaminess of the wild boar. Everything just really comes together. This is, again, another nice dish. We talked in the last two episodes about the level of creativity and ability of all the brewers and the chefs. This is stiff competition tonight. I'm happy with these pairings.
Right. And so, you know, the last one we had,